Welcome to Kingsway Caringbah, a community inspired by love to live differently. We're so glad you're here with us, engaging with God's word and taking your next step toward experiencing God, community and mission in a richer and fuller way. If you'd like to join us at one of our church locations, connect into a small group, make a financial gift, or to discover more about Kingsway, head to kingsway.org.au or download the Kingsway app. Simply search Kingsway Community Church in your app store. We pray that this teaching will inspire you with God's incredible love to live differently.
God, for the sacrifice that you made, Father, that we could live a victorious life in you. Father, today I want to proclaim that victory over your church. Father, I thank you for your immeasurable greatness towards us. I thank you for your love, Lord God, that surpasses all our understanding.
Yes, God.
Father, today I humbly come before you and pray by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you would breathe, Lord God, your word into our hearts. Father, that you would continue to do a victorious work in and through our lives. That your name would be glorified. That your name would be lifted on high. Because Jesus, you are our living hope. Father, I pray today that we would catch a glimpse, Lord, of your immeasurable greatness and your love towards us. I pray this in your precious name. Amen. Please be seated. It's great to be here today. I'm excited about what I'm going to share with you. Has already been said, as Dave's already sort of shared, we had great time this week at Hillsong Creative Conference, and it was great fun to hang out with some of the younger guys. And on Wednesday they had what they call, what's it called? Jolly, where are you? Is it Midnight Madness? Is that what they call it? Oh, Midnight Massive. That's a little bit different, isn't it? Midnight Madness or Midnight Massive. Actually, for me, it was probably a little bit of Midnight Madness, because at 10 o'clock when we were waiting for this Midnight Massive to start, I'm thinking, I'm too old for this, seriously. But God turned up and he was good and gave me the energy I needed to continue to experience his presence. And there's nothing like being in the presence of God with other people, worshipping and declaring his goodness. And it's great to be here today. I feel excited about the message that I think God's stirring up, not just through hopefully the word that I bring today, but I feel like God is stirring up something in us as a community. I love hearing the testimony of what God is doing in and through ordinary people, because that's the testimony of God, yeah? That he works through ordinary people and continues to transform our lives, that we would become carriers of hope. And the message of Christ, that our lives would reflect who he is, that our Father in heaven would be made known because of our love and because of the testimony of Christ in our lives. On a side note, last night Brett and I were out at a party, and I was having a chat with just a young girl who's been doing some casual work at P9, and we were having a chat about the day she had yesterday, and she said, you know, Jen, it's amazing. She said, I felt really emotional today. And I said, oh, okay, share with me a little bit about what that, how come? And she said, I was with this homeless guy down at one of our properties at Woolaware. And she said, I was just with him and we were cleaning out his house and stuff. And he talked about... She sort of talked about, okay, what are you doing over Christmas and things like that. And anyway, the testimony of this guy is that he said that he actually he doesn't really have any contact with his family, but that Sea Change community had become his family, and he would not miss attending that service or going there if anything. And I thought to myself, you know, this girl said to me, she said, you know, I couldn't believe it, Jen, that if I was homeless, I could call you or Brad or someone from work, that there would be someone in my life that would be able to support me in that condition of where I was at. And it was just another testimony of what God is doing in and through this community. And, you know, I love seeing God's work. I love being out of the church and hearing the testimony of God at work in everyday conversation. When I hear about what God is doing in the lives of just people serving in our church, and I'm like, that's where it is, yeah? That we are the carriers of hope into this world, and we have a responsibility, I think, to steward that in all areas, you know, of our life, in our families and in the interactions that we have. And sometimes I think, you know, I complicate it a little bit. You know, I always believe that God is always weaving something amazing in and through our lives if we're prepared to be humble enough and obedient enough to listen to his voice, like Dave did the other night. It's in the simple things, I'm convinced of it. Last week, Brett preached a cracker of a sermon on when Jesus builds his church. And I think we have the passage of scripture up there that he showed last week. There it is. And it was from Matthew 16, 18 to 19, where Jesus declares to Peter that, where he says, "And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." What an incredible proclamation of who God is. And what an incredible promise that God has given us through the person of Jesus, that we have the keys to the kingdom. And I was pondering on that this week. I felt in my spirit that we're not done with this passage yet. There's so much challenge in there, I think, in regard to this passage. And I was thinking about it this week, and I was thinking about what specifically do the keys to the kingdom unlock? If we've been given the keys to the kingdom, what is it that they unlock? And I think to answer this question, we first need to put this passage of scripture into a bigger context. You see, going right back to the beginning of the story in Genesis, God, the creator of the world, created a kingdom and put us in charge to rule over it. In Genesis 1:26, it says, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.'" God, the creator of the world, blesses man and gives him dominion over all that he had created. Imagine being in this world of love, peace, joy, patience, kindness, and all that God had created for man to enjoy. But it was actually under God's rule and authority that Adam and Eve were giving this blessing. And under their confession that God was Lord and King, that he was the creator. And sadly, we read on only two chapters later in Genesis 3, where we read about how sin entered the world and set itself against the authority of God, his rule and his dominion. See, the scheme of the enemy was to deceive Adam and Eve and tell them that they actually could be like God, to dismantle the authority of God, the confession of God, that God is almighty, that God is the creator. And in a moment of confusion, and I think disillusionment maybe, that Adam and Eve disobeyed, and by doing so, they placed themselves above the authority of God. And as a result, creation was now broken and in need of a rescue plan. See, the problem in that moment was that when Adam and Eve stopped declaring who God was, they lost sight of who they were. Because our identity is not separate from our Creator, because He created us. So in the brokenness is a sense of identity loss. And I was thinking about this in the sense of the evils and the darkness that we see in our world. More often than not, it's always a sense of identity and always leads to a sense of fear and control. If you think about what happened in some of the news items that we've had recently in regard to ISIS, it's a loss of identity. It's an attack on the identity of different people groups. It's a loss. That is, seems to be the way the enemy robs us of our God-given understanding of who we are. In the Message version of Romans 12:3, it says, the only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is and what He does for us, we are and what we do for Him. And I think this continues to be a challenge, yeah? That there's a reason that the confession of who God is so vital for us today, because He is sovereign. He is the creator. He is the ruler of all things. And yet, we have, as a result of the fall, we actually have a darkness that continues to oppose the very things that God creates in us and in our world. And the darkness is real. And in John 14:30, Jesus Himself says, I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. And in 1 John 5:19, it says, we know that we are from God, and the whole world lies under the power of the evil one. In all of those passages of Scripture, there is a confession that God is the creator, that He is Lord of all. That yes, we have darkness in our world, but the promise of the Bible and the promise we have in Scripture is that we are victorious, that we have overcome, that God sent Jesus into this world that we would have a way out, that our identities would be set and secure in Him, that we can walk in the confidence that God's immeasurable greatness is for us, that God is for us, that God is providing a way out in every situation and circumstance, that the promises of God are yes and amen. So this is where we find this passage of Scripture in Matthew 16 that Brett spoke about last week. This is the moment when heaven and earth collide in a way that had not yet happened yet in history. I will give you the keys of the kingdom, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. What an incredible promise, what an incredible declaration that we should be declaring over our own lives, but also over this church and churches right throughout our world, that God is victorious, that we serve a victorious God, that nothing is impossible with Him, that He is always working in and for our good. And yet the interesting thing, when I studied this passage again this week, and I want to read the whole passage to you, in Matthew 16, starting at 13, it says this: "Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, He asked the disciples, 'Who do people say that the Son of Man is?' And they said, 'Some say John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.' And He said to them, 'But who do you say I am?' Simon Peter replied, 'You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.' And Jesus answered him, 'Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but My Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter. On this rock I will build My church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.'" But what I was interested in this week is actually the promise came after the confession of who God is. That was the releasing of the keys of the kingdom, was on the confession that He was the Christ. He was the Christ, the Son of what? The living God. The confession that He is Lord. And a revelation that cannot come through human understanding or flesh and blood, as it is referred to in this scripture, but through the empowering of the Holy Spirit, that there would be a revelation of the sovereignty of God, that our life's mission would be to capture the love, the immeasurable love that God has for us. And you know, I was just this yesterday, I was still struggling. God, help me to put words to Your majesty, to paint a picture of Your sovereignty, to paint a picture and remind us that You have not forgotten us, that You are actively involved in our lives, and that You continue to lead us into Your plans and purposes despite the obstacles we so often see or have to wade through. I'm like, God, please, Lord, will You help me catch a glimpse of Your greatness? What words can I say to bring description to who You are? And then I was reminded of a song called "So Will I" by Ben Hastings. And I understand that this also falls short of giving description and song to who God is. But for me, that captures a little bit about God and the plan He has for us. So let's take a minute to watch this video. And as you watch it, my prayer for you is to come back to the same question that Jesus had for Peter. Who do you say I am? Your response to that will determine how you live your life. Be encouraged, church. We serve an almighty God who knows you so intricately and loves you so deeply. He knows the hairs on your head. He knows the thoughts that you have. He knows when you stand and when you sit. He knows your fears. He He knows what's consuming you. And the God that we serve brings peace, a peace that transcends all understanding, that guards our hearts and minds, that is at work in our lives, that gives us peace and faith when we're in the low valleys. He walks with us. He doesn't abandon us. That's the God that we serve. The God that knows you. The God that holds your hand and says, come on. Trust me. I'm Almighty God. I'm with you. I will never leave you.
Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today. We pray that you would go from here, fully aware of God's presence with you, to show His love, grace, and kindness to the world around you. If you have a story to share of how you've been inspired by God's love and the impact He has made in your life this week or the lives of others around you, we would love to hear from you. Simply email us at mystory@kingsway.org.au. We'd love to celebrate what God is doing in your life and be encouraged by your faith. Thanks again for being with us today. We cannot wait to connect again with you soon.